This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a bank branch office opening in South LA later this year that wouldn't ordinarily be such a big deal if not for which bank it is. City National, here in Los Angeles, is informally known as the Bank to the Stars. It's got 30 local branches, most of them in high-end enclaves like Brentwood and Bel Air. But the banking business in South LA, mostly low-income, almost entirely Black or Latino, is totally different and a deeply needed proposition. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
City National's branch office in Beverly Hills overlooks the Rodeo Drive luxury shopping district, where Bentleys and Range Rovers compete for street parking. From right here, the bank began 60 years ago, building its reputation as the go-to lender for the entertainment industry. CEO Russell Goldsmith, a former movie executive himself, says its founders were filling a void.
Los Angeles needed a bank that would reach out to a community that was not well served by the biggest banks.
Its status as Hollywood's banker was further cemented when the bank famously put up the ransom money for Frank Sinatra's kidnapped son. Since then, it's expanded its base of wealthy clientele beyond showbiz and beyond L.A. But the branch coming to South L.A.'s Crenshaw District will be one of just a few local branches not found in wealthy white neighborhoods.
This is really, to some people, a bit of a surprise to bring a private and business bank into the Crenshaw District, but we think it makes good sense.
One reason, something called the Community Reinvestment Act, or CRA. That law requires banks to prove they're serving low-income and minority borrowers. In 2015, when City National wanted regulators to approve its merger with Royal Bank of Canada, it beefed up its CRA commitment, pledging $11 billion in products like mortgage and small business loans. A Crenshaw branch can help it achieve that goal. On a recent afternoon, I meet Hassan Nicholas Del Campo outside of what will become City National's South LA branch. It's a strip mall storefront, currently occupied by a payday lender.
If you just took a casual walk around in the neighborhood, you're not going to see a lot of representation by financial institutions, right?
Del Campo works for Rise Financial Pathways. A report from the nonprofit lender counted just 16 banks here, in an area where 500,000 people live. That's just 10% of the national average. To make things worse, the number of payday lenders here, 64.
And they just kind of go hand in hand with low-income communities.
The one right in front of us charges 460% interest rates on two-week loans. Still, we see plenty of people walking through its door.
Those services are needed. There just needs to be some type of balance.
In opening a new branch in an underserved area, Georgia Tech professor Dan Immergluck says City National is parting ways with most banks.
The trend has been towards closing branches in general and closing branches particularly in lower income and minority neighborhoods.
Since the recession, banks have closed more than 6,000 branches and cut small business lending by 20%. He says the CRA was passed 40 years ago to prevent those kinds of things.
But the law has been tepidly enforced. Basically, there was a de-emphasis of CRA during the Great Recession. Banks were under really less close observation.
City National's commitment is making a lot of people happy. Paulina Gonzalez at the California Reinvestment Coalition says the bank sat down with community members and hammered out a strong deal. But she says in a neighborhood where a new rail line is bringing all kinds of new development and displacing longtime residents, there's worry the money won't go where it should.
City National, just like any bank, is going to have to ensure that the lending it's doing is serving the current small businesses that are located there and not just those new businesses that want to come into the area.
But with specific goals for small business lending and other services in its CRA pledge, Gonzalez says the bank has a blueprint to make sure that happens. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.